Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My delegation aligns itself with the statement on behalf of the European Union. Last decades prove that international community is capable to elaborate an enormous number of regulations with regard to conventional weapons. The substance of the regulations is also impressive. The Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons constitutes an important element of this legal order, as it provides the most appropriate framework to address humanitarian concerns of certain conventional weapons without compromising states' legitimate security requirements. The CCW rules ensure better protection of civilians and helps strengthening the international humanitarian law. We welcome the work of the group of governmental experts on lethal autonomous weapon systems. It would be of great value to identify key characteristics of laws. We also believe that it is important to ground the discussion on laws in a way to address human control over the critical functions as well as the dual-use nature of such systems and proliferation risks they may pose. We can be sure that systems with autonomy in their critical functions would be gradually assigned to more complicated tasks and deployed in changing and more complex environment than has been the case until now. The use of legitimate weapons should be considered in the context of security threats and military needs of states. However, when we talk about use of conventional weapons, we should remind the importance of compliance with the core principles of the international humanitarian law, distinction, proportionality, and precautions in attack. They reflect efforts made by the international community to introduce effective legal limits on the conduct of hostilities. The international humanitarian law is also important in the context of another alarming aspect of contemporary armed conflicts, which is the increasing number of fighting in populated areas. In such circumstances, explosive weapons are very likely to have indiscriminate effects which result in killing and injuring civilians. We need to do our utmost to protect civilians. Illicit trafficking of arms triggers additional humanitarian threat and challenge to protection of civilians, as it has a degrading socio-economic impact in the affected areas. Effective system of export control are essential to continue prevention of illicit arms trafficking. Poland's arms export control system, consistent with the European Union's policy, has been established and developed over the years and meets most advanced standards. Poland also attaches great importance to the universalization of the convention. We strongly encourage states not party to the convention to consider ratifying or acceding to it as soon as possible. I thank you, Mr. Chairman, and let me wish you all the best in discharging your function. Thank you.